Well, let's face it, it's gotten pretty ugly in the race for president. And if the vulgar climate between Clinton and Trump has you pining for simpler times, a new photo exhibit on the John F. Kennedy presidency might be just the medicine to help make it through to Election Day. The photos taken by the unofficial photographer of JFK have long been housed in Vermont, but now they are finally on display in the state at a new exhibit in Brattleboro. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
This photograph here is a photograph of JFK, Jacqueline, and Caroline, and for 3 years they lived in Georgetown.
Catherine Deanis Groover is walking through her Main Street gallery in Brattleboro.
And this is a picture of them having a family breakfast prior to
last week, an exhibit of Mark Shaw's photographs of President John F. Kennedy and his family opened. Deanis Groover says these photos of a family relaxing and interacting give us hope in such troubled times.
So these pictures represent a sense of idealism that I think for me anyway, and I think for a lot of people in this country, that idealism, that optimism is missing today.
Mark Shaw took photos for Life magazine, and he also became the unofficial family photographer for Jacqueline and John F. Kennedy. Shaw's son lives in Dummerston, and he manages the Mark Shaw Photographic Archive of his deceased father, which includes hundreds of shots of the former first family. Deanis Groover knew about the treasure trove of images that were stored just up the road, but whenever she tried to schedule the show, the photos were already hanging in other galleries around the world. Just about a month ago, she was especially troubled about the direction of the 2016 race, and she reached out to bring the photos to her gallery. To her surprise, the photos were available. They'll be displayed in the Southern Vermont Gallery right up until the embarrassing race between Clinton and Trump comes to a merciful end.
Right now, in our political season, we're pretty far afield from Camelot, and I felt like these pictures served as a reminder for people coming in what was and what the possibilities are.
Mark Shaw first photographed the Kennedys in 1959 when JFK was running for president. Up to that point, Shaw photographed celebrities and artists, and he specialized in documenting the international fashion scene. Juliet Cumming Shaw is the photographer's daughter-in-law and the director of the archive. She says when Shaw was sent to photograph the handsome presidential candidate and his glamorous wife, a tight connection was forged that lasted for years.
Mark was the guy who used to cover the Parisian collections for Life magazine. So for her, being photographed by Mark Shaw would have been a great honor. And Mark and Jackie had a friendship that continued even after JFK was assassinated.
Some of the photos now hanging in Brattleboro have rarely been seen. There's a photo of Jackie smoking a cigarette that wasn't allowed to be shown back when the photo was first taken. Others are iconic images of the Kennedys walking in Hyannisport, relaxing in Georgetown, or later posing as president and first lady at the White House. Cumming Shaw says the photographs tell a complete story of a young couple first vying for the Democratic nomination right up until the tragic trip to Dallas in November 1963.
It shows a journey. It shows a young senator and his young pretty wife going through the process of becoming the president, and he did both. He did the formal photos and he did the very poignant family photos that created the myth of Camelot.
Shaw's photos were taken at a time before the 24-hour news cycle, when glossy magazines were the only connection a lot of people had to a world beyond their own town lines. And in many ways, Shaw's images played a big role in our enduring understanding and perception of the Kennedy story. Revelations that have now come out about the Kennedy marriage might have been exposed in our Twitter-happy society, where secrets are revealed with haste and malice. But looking back now on those 4 years, through the eyes of Mark Shaw, you can almost see beyond the leaked tapes and deleted emails that have poisoned the current presidential race. The exhibit is at the Deanich Gallery in Brattleboro, where it will hang until the end of December. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.